Sometime in the last few years, most people would have seen someone walking down the street with a gigantic plume of vape following behind them. The vaping phenomenon has spread through the world and is sometimes seen as a healthier alternative to smoking. But when you're putting toxins into your body that you may be unaware of, there are always health risks. The Wire's Cal Matthews with this report.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Look, we get it, mate. You vape. But did you know that all that vaping may be doing significant damage to your lungs? Often billed as a healthier alternative to smoking, vaping and e-cigarette use has skyrocketed over the past decade. And with flavours like apple pie, banana bread and ice Vovo, it's not hard to see why young people are so intrigued by the phenomenon. But now there's been a report of the first vaping-related death in the United States, as well as a flurry of vaping-related lung disease. But Brian Marlow from Legalise Vaping Australia says that these diseases come about because we don't know what is in the vape.
There are reports that a majority of those people who have been hospitalised have been vaping products like THC and even synthetic cannabis, which is separate to nicotine vaping, and it indicates that whatever they're vaping might have a bad batch of it, or they're vaping something that, you know, wasn't produced in the right way.
And in Australia, this is what happens. With limited regulations surrounding vaping, the door is open for harmful production.
In Australia, because we have a very nanny state approach to vaping products and we just want these products banned according to some health bureaucrats, what ends up happening, you actually foster a marketplace that can allow dodgy products to be produced, which is why if you actually legalise these products and appropriately regulate them, you can ensure these things don't happen.
And Brian says that countries who do regulate their vaping are much better off.
We're not seeing cases of hospitalisation in the UK that have appropriately regulated vaping. We're not seeing hospitalisations in New Zealand that also have regulations around vaping products, or in Canada, or in countries throughout Europe. In places that we're seeing this are in countries like the US, where they don't have a proper risk proportionate regulatory framework for vaping products. And it's something that they're backtracking on to try and do.
But for Lewis Adams, Professor of Respiratory Physiology at Griffith University, any chemicals going into the lungs is bad news.
What the person engaging those activities are subjecting their bodies to, which is to inhale a collection of noxious compounds deep into the body of the lungs.
And whether you're smoking or vaping, your lungs are going to be damaged.
The lungs are a very delicate structure, and those noxious substances, you know, have the potential to damage irreversibly the cells within the lungs.
Young people are most at risk of lung disease. So could vaping be a potential gateway for vulnerable teens testing out some vape? Brian Marlow continues.
Wider evidence that we've seen from countries like the UK and overseas is that vaping is a gateway off smoking as opposed to on smoking or even vaping for the vast majority of people, including younger generations. That being said, though, concerns about how products are packaged or how they're marketed, you know, are valid. But the only way you can actually appropriately prevent this is by regulating the products, and the only way that you can regulate the product is to legalise it.
But for Lewis Adams, perhaps sniffing glue is a healthier alternative.
I'd equate it to glue sniffing in a way. We're worse, actually, because if you're sniffing glue, at least it's being filtered through the nose, which is quite an effective filter for inhaled substances. But stuff inhaled through the mouth goes straight into the airways and then down in deep into the lungs.
Professor Lewis Adams ending that report from The Wire's Cal Matthews.